Nath, yesterday on the show, we had a seagull story.
Seagull stories.
Yes.
Glad we haven't had one in so long.
Yeah, we love seagull stories. And this one was about, now we don't know if it was a seagull or seagulls. If it was the same one gull or multiple gulls.
Or it was a gang of seagulls.
I think it's a colony.
Colony of seagulls, my mistake, so sorry.
But two people on Howrah Beach had their beanies stolen off the top of their heads by seagulls. So we wanted to learn a bit more about this, and there was only one man we could reach out to. We've had him on the show before. He's a friend of the show, Nath. We had him on to chat about your missing cockatiels.
Yeah, we've got a bird guy.
We've got a bird guy, Nath, from the School of Zoology at UTAS. He is an ornithologist and convener of BirdLife Tasmania. Please welcome Dr. Eric Vala.
G'day, Eric.
Thank you. I've never quite had an introduction like that before.
No, it's fine. Eric, are you... I mean, I know you are the bird guy, but has anyone ever referred to you as their bird guy before?
No, I've never been owned by anyone.
Yeah, well...
We don't own you. You're
no, yeah, we do. You're owned by us. Don't... No one else. If another radio station is listening, don't you dare touch our
He's our bird guy. He's our man.
They find your own.
Now, Dr. Eric, I know you probably don't have the answer, but can you talk to us? Why are these seagulls potentially stealing the beanies off the top of people's heads?
Yeah, this is interesting. We've never had this sort of behaviour reported before. I know that Clarence Council has put up a few signs along the beaches at the boardwalk at Howrah Beach, I think it is, in Bellarive Beach. Because people are feeding the birds, they're getting more aggressive, they're getting more prepared to get in close with people. So, yeah, we've all seen people feeding gulls, feeding them fish and chips at the wharf or whatever. And I suspect this is just a behaviour that the birds have developed, getting a little bit more aggressive as they get more prepared and more ready to be close to people.
So it's almost like, Dr. Eric, that we have trained them and we now it's our fault that they're now stealing our beanies because we've done it.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, we've basically... You know, reinforce the bad behavior of these birds by feeding them, getting them to be less afraid of people. And basically now we're paying the price for having trained these birds to do the wrong thing.
Are the birds looking for things, Dr. Eric Vella? Is that how it works? Like, so, you know, when people throw on the fish and chips and stuff and they get comfortable around us, are they pulling off the beanie to go, hey, is there some tasty chips under here?
That's chicken salt.
No, I don't know about the beanie. I mean, that's strange. And that's really quite a... That's quite an uplifting of the level of aggression or interaction between people. It's one thing to be a meter in front of somebody and having somebody throw them chips to feed on. It's quite another thing to land on the head or to fly next to somebody's head and take the beanie off their heads. I mean, that's quite a increase in the level of interaction and potential aggression.
Well, Dr. Vella, we were talking about it yesterday on the show. Yeah. When the beanie was taken, the person, they never got it back. So the seagulls flown off with the beanie. And we had a discussion. We don't know if, do seagulls, like, do they have nests? Put it in their nest or would they have just dropped it somewhere?
They would have dropped it somewhere. I mean, the birds are only just starting to think about nesting. So, yes, they do. They build nests on the ground. There's any number of nests on islands and around the mainland here and around Hobart. We've got around about 16,000 or so silver gulls in southeast Tasmania. There's no way the bird would have used a whole beanie for their nest. They would have flown for a little bit and then dropped it. They're more likely to use bits of grass and leaves and anything, odd bird feathers and bits of plastic for their nest, but they won't use a whole beanie.
Okay, so this is a rarity. So if people are losing their beanies and they don't know where to find them, don't start blaming the seagulls because it doesn't happen all the time.
No. As I said, this is the first time I've heard about this. I know that we had a few reports of kelp gulls, which is one of the bigger gulls, attacking people at Howrah Beach as well over the winter months. And again, that was because we've been training these birds to do the wrong thing, and now we're paying the price.
We've created a monster.
Yeah, what's next, Eric? Like, how strong are these birds? Like, could they take the jacket off my back? Could they steal the shoes on my feet?
Not even the biggest gull in Tasmania would be a threat to you, I promise.
Okay. Hang on a minute, my Ford Fiesta's driving away. That's a gull. Took my Ford Fiesta.
It's learned to drive. It's driving to Muir's to order chips.
Dr. Verla, as always, mate,
thank you,
we
mate.
Really do appreciate your time. I know you've got so many more important things to do than talk rubbish about birds with us, but we appreciate you being our bird guy forever.
It's a pleasure, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheers. Dr. Eric.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.